The Grim Land by Robert E. Howard. From Sonora till Del Rio is 100 barren miles, where the Salto weave and shimmer in the sun, like a horde of rearing serpents swaying down the bare defiles, when the scarlet silver webs of dawn are spun. There are little dobe ranchos brooding far along the sky, on the sullen, dreary bosoms of the hills. Not a wolf to break the quiet, not a desert bird to fly, where the silence is so utter that it thrills, with the eerie sense of vastness, with the curious sense of age, and the ghosts of eons gone uprear and glide, like a horde of drifting shadows gleaming through the wilted sage. They are riding where of old they used to ride. Muleteer and caballero, with their plunder and their slaves. Oh, the clink of ghostly stirrups in the morn! Oh, the soundless flying clatter of the feathered painted braves! Oh, the echo of the spur and hoof and horn! Maybe in the heat of evening comes a wind from Mexico, laden with the heat of seven hells, and the rattler in the yucca and the buzzard dark and slow hear and understand the grisly tales it tells. Gaunt and stark and bare and mocking rise the everlasting cliffs, like a row of sullen giants hewn of stone, till the traveller, mazed with silence, thinks to look on hieroglyphs, thinks to see a carven pharaoh on his throne. Once his sullen hills were beaches, and he saw them flee, in the misty ages never known of men. And they wait in brooding silence till the everlasting sea comes foaming forth to claim her own again.